This is Triple R Radio News with Lucy Sleverson,
Joanna Beard
and Alexandra Mulcaster.
A Port Melbourne car dealership has been firebombed overnight, just a week after opening. Emergency services were called to the blaze on Plummer Street at the Cherry car dealership just before 5 this morning. Police have not yet confirmed if the fire is connected to a recent spate of arson attacks on hospitality venues across the city. The dealership is owned by a former Married at First Sight contestant, James Sussler, who appeared on Season 8 in 2021. Speaking to Nine News, Sussler said he was unsure why his business had been targeted.
Not the best ideal situation, is it? Well, this is not definitely the cherry we're hoping on top, that's for sure. So, but we'll move on from this. We'll get bigger and stronger.
A Treasury review has found that 64,000 new electric vehicles have been added to Australia's roads since 2022. Under the government's tax discount scheme, 2.2 million tonnes of emissions from cars have been avoided. Aman Gower, head of legal advocacy at the Electric Vehicle Council, says this is only the beginning.
The electric car discount is only the first step, and we encourage the government to consider other opportunities to help more Australians into EVs, as well as growing our charging infrastructure.
The Victorian state budget has allocated over $1 billion in funding to upgrade and build schools, but experts say that they still want to see additional support. Nicole Manalitsis reports.
It was announced in yesterday's state budget that a total of $1.6 billion will be allocated towards new schools, upgrades and maintenance. Three new schools are due to open in 2028. However, CEO of Parents Victoria, Gail McCarty, says that the public school system urgently needs action.
The main point of all this is fully funded public schools, supported teachers and stronger family partnerships. That's what we need and that's what we're still waiting for.
Ms. McCarty says that teacher wages are still an issue that needs to be addressed to allow families and schools to create a supportive and stable classroom for children. Nicole Manalitsis for Triple R News.
Anti-gambling advocates say they are shocked by the state government's new $1.15 billion contract extension with the Lottery Corporation. Under the 40-year deal, the corporation, which runs gambling platforms such as Keno and The Lot, will be the state's long-term provider. Chief Advocate for the Alliance of Gambling Reform, Tim Costello, says the renewed licence should have been no more than the traditional 10-year contract.
A 40-year licence was suddenly thrown out, preventing review, preventing gambling harm minimising measures, all for the sake of a premium payment of $1.145 billion just 6 months before an election. It really shocked us.
8 million Australians are now relying on income support payments, which is 2 million more people than a decade ago. The figures come from a joint Monash University study with the Council of Australian Life Insurers and Superfriend. The study shows mental illness is now the most common reason to claim workers' compensation, with more than one third of income support claims citing this reason. Superfriend Chief Research Officer Ross Isles says that one of the main aims of the report was to identify to what extent people were accessing help for their mental health.
I believe we're much more aware of our mental health these days. There's probably a corresponding increase, but when people are aware of their mental health, they're more likely to take steps to protect it, and sometimes that means identifying work as being something that actually is a challenge for their mental health.
Overcast conditions ruined the public's view this morning, with astronomers missing out on an annual meteor shower. The Eta Aquarid, the meteor shower, lights up early morning skies every May as the Earth moves through dusty remnants of Halley's Comet. Former president of the Astronomical Society of Victoria, Perry Vlahos, says stargazers will have a second chance tomorrow morning.
Any time between about 3 a.m. and 6 in the morning is good. Look for at least an hour, but don't expect to see too many.
A grand reopening will be held in coming months to celebrate the return of Sydney Road's iconic Franco Cozzo corner store. The Brunswick store of the beloved Italian-Australian furniture salesman will operate once more after years of closure. Family member Alessia Cozzo says the store will continue to supply furniture in Franco Cozzo's signature Baroque style.
My family and I are very honoured and very proud to be in this position, and we want to carry on his legacy.
To the weather now. Showers developing today, a top of 20. Showers easing tomorrow, 14 degrees. Friday, showers and 17. You've been listening to Triple R Radio News with Lucy Sleverson,
Joanna Beard
and Alexandra Mulcaster.
G'day. How are you? It's a pleasure to be here. I hope your Wednesday's been kind to you. I hope you remembered to wear woolen socks. I hope you've got the kettle on. I hope that however you're passing the time today, it's fulfilling and meaningful and kind, but no pressure. Thank you massively to Nana and to Baseline. Thanks for your deep dive into Tyra Banks and America's Next Top Model. And thank you always for the music and for your buoyancy. We're on stolen land. Wurundjeri Woiwurrung land. How humbling to live our funny little modern lives in this ancient place. We are but time.